So we'll start with the Gemara and the Vav and the Beis. Maybe just go back eventually to back to Rashi and Tosfos on the Beis. The Gemara says as I, Amar Yehuda Merav, Haboidik Tzarech Sheivata. That means if someone makes a bedika, a proper bedika, it's not enough. Even if he's boidik, he has to make a bittel. And the Gemara tries to work out why exactly. The Gemara first starts off, maybe because even after bedika, there's going to be pirurin, crumbs on the floor. The Gemara says crumbs on the mele batli. You don't have to be mevatlik. They're bottle by itself. So you don't have to worry about crumbs. You tell me you need a bittel, crumbs are in this batl mele. So obviously that's not worried about smoke crumbs. What crumbs are is a shayla. If it's teeny, less than a gazayas, even a drop more than a gazayas, that's a big nice thing to Rishonim them what the pirurin over here in the Gemara is. But the Gemara is saying, the chashash can't be that you missed the pirurin, these are things you usually miss, because they're mamelim is batli. So it comes out the Gemara, Amar Rava, gzera shema yimsa guski yafa, v'dayitela, which Tosfos means, Tosfos explains, we're going to do more first with Tosfos, shema yimsa guski yafa, That's not pirurin. That's what daitilah means. It's not pirurin. It's something that you want. That's all it means. Shemi dahainu. Maybe you're going to end up finding something that you missed in your bedikah for some reason. You made a good bedikah. We're not talking about something that was nisrashul. But we humans, we're not malachim, and maybe you're going to find something that you missed, and that thing is going to be not pirurin. It's going to be something you daitilah dahainu, something that's chashivi, and maybe you have a problem. Those are the words of the Gemara. Therefore, to get by that, they said you can't use your bedikah. You need to do a bittel as well. And that the Gemara is, what do you mean? What's the problem? When you find it, the second you find it, you'll be mevatel right then and there. Marash, you found it. Good. Be mevatel on the spot. So tomorrow, no, maybe you'll find it on Pesach. Bittel doesn't work once it's the Zman Issa. Bittel only works before the Zman Issa. Once we reach the Zman Issa anymore, it's like bar, when they put it to your shush, you mevatel beside Mizmog, and it doesn't help. And then maybe you lost your chance to be mevatel it. These are the words of the Gemara of Tosfos. So if you read a Gemara like this, which is the simple way of reading the Gemara, L'chayr is Gemara's Mavua Gevaldik Yisayd. The Gemara's Mavua Yisayd, that you're only over Bal Yirah Bal Yimatze on Chametz, that you know where it is. Why? Because the Gemara said, Ha-boidik tzarech shi'evata. Now I'm going to bring the right, there's two steps to the right. There's one step where maybe you can push away, and the next step is very powerful. The Gemara says, "Habaydik tzarech sheivata." Why? Maybe you're going to find chametz. Maybe you're going to find chametz. What happens if I find it? Or if I don't find it? Maybe there's chametz in my house somewhere. Maybe I won't find it till next year. Maybe I'll never find it. The chashash is not that I find chametz. My chashash is maybe there's chametz in my house on Pesach. What changes if I find it, if I don't find it? So Pashas, the answer is, because Kol Zman, you don't know where your chametz is, it's not Yerah, Bal Yerah, you don't see it. And it's not Yimotzeh, it's not Motzilai, because you don't know where it is. So immediately there's no problem with Bal Yerah, Bal Yimotzeh, and chametz, that you have no idea where this chametz is. That's the Pashas. Is he trying to get into shit? Is it really? Yeah, okay. Is that a good sign or a bad sign? Huh? Okay. Fine. That's the right. Now you want to be matchin Gemara's last. That's the Gemara's next cash is mavur. In fact, the Gemara, what's the problem? V'chibishkachta lebatlei. What type of cash is that? Very nice. So you'll take care of the problem mikana lahaba. But what's with the last 18 hours? Before you found it, you had chametz in your house. It's a raya that there's no. It's not called yimotzei. When I'm saying over the Tosfos, Tosfos daf chav aleph and aleph brings this raya, and he says the Hezbollah like was saying. So Tosfos, he got to talk about Bal Yirah. Maybe that was pasha to Tosfos. It's pasha no Bal Yirah because you didn't see it. But it should be Bal Yimotzei. It might be in Yerushalayim. So Tosfos chametz in Yedulei. There's no lav of Bal Yimotzei. The Ran says the same thing as Tosfos. The Ran says the whole Gemara's problem is only on the future, where you're going to find. The Ran says the halacha. He doesn't bring the Gemara of Vavam and Beis. It's interesting. He doesn't bring the right what he says from Vavam and Beis. He says it in his own, in his Cheshbonos, and he says it's Pasha to him that, and we'll see in a second why it's Pasha to him. But Ram says that if a guy, if someone made a Bedika and he missed Chametz, it's in his house, there's no problem. If he never finds the Chametz, there's no problem. The only Shmuz would only be if you find the Chametz, now you have the issue what happens, what you do when you find the Chametz. But on Chametz, that you, if you made the Bedika and there happened to be Chametz in your house and you didn't know about it, it's not a problem. The Chayyim Taka if, why does the Ram bring a riot? The Ram says this din on his own, and he explains why it's Pashas, but why is it? It's a Gemara. Taish says it's often a Gemara. Taish Mechich, and this Gemara, above and Beis, that if, what's the problem? If you find it, just be Mavasla, very nice. The problem is what was going on the last 18 hours. It's a riot that what was is not a problem. The Ram doesn't mean the riot, but the Ram God says the same halacha as Taishas. But if you look closely in the Ram and Taishas, there are two different reasons for this halacha. Taishas, like we explained, on Chafal Vamaral says that the reason for this halacha is Tais doesn't get involved with the Torah, that the Torah said you could be Samech on Bedika. Tais doesn't have any Gemaras that the Torah said Bedika works. Tais works with the words of the Torah. The lab is Bayra Bayimatse. So Tais, Chametz, that's not Yedulah, where it is, it's not Matziloi, and it's not Yera. You can't see it. So there's no problem. So Tais is just, Tais makes his own cheshbon. That it's not, he has a right to move on to the halacha, that we're not worried about chametz, he didn't know about it, the worry only starts after you find it, and the hezbe is, because chametz, that you don't know where it is, it's not matziloi, it's not by your up. You didn't see it, you don't know where it is, maybe it's not a problem. The Ran, and we're going to see a big difference in a second, in halacha between the Ran and Tosfos, maybe. The Ran says a different hezbe. He doesn't get involved in the halacha, not pasigi, matziloi, yira, nothing. The Ran has rayas, that the Torah is Samech on the Bedika. Here's a Gemara in Zayin and Medbeis, when the Gemara learns that Baraner, it's the Raisis he holds, Tajvisu maybe means Tevatlet, he has a whole bunch of, that's not right, from the Gemara in Zayin and Medbeis, with Mechlali, has a different right, two different places, where the Ran shows that the Torah was, the Torah was Nachas to a Bedika. That means the Torah holds that if you check your house, you're allowed to be Samech on your checking that there's no Chametz. That's what the Ram says. And he has rights from the Torah. The Torah is happy with this. So Zok the Ram, if the Torah is happy with this, then it's a Torah thing. If you do this, you're not able. That's what it means. The Torah says, this is fine. The Torah says, this is all you have to do. And if the Torah says, this is what you have to do, then he's not able by your by your mother, if you do this. Because that's what the Torah was saying. The Torah is saying, get out by your by doing Bedika. So Zok the Ram, the Torah is telling me that if I make a Bedika, I did my job. I did my job. I can't be able to laugh. Where's the chapsach maybe in Afkamina? There's a gross machoikas gedoyle achronim in the das of Tosfos. Let's say a guy doesn't make a bedika. No bedika. I have no idea if there's chametz on my house. I didn't make a bedika. I mean, we're clean people. We clean up our crumbs. We clean up our messes over the time. We don't let things sit around. Let me say. I make no bedika. Nothing. Okay? But I have no idea if there's chametz on my house. No idea. Pichadosh, Pimagadim, Nam'an, Loi Taisis, Yina Ibu Bayer Rabbi Matze. Because if it's Chametz in Yidu'alai, there's no Lav by Rabbi Matze. It's not Matzilai. You don't know where it is. You have to search and find. Maybe you'll find it. Right now it's not Matzilai. If I find it, then it's a problem. Until I find that it's not Matzilai, it's not Bayer Rabbi. Doesn't say. No. Rosh Hashanah starts declaring. Maybe he starts being Mechayez, Tzat, being Mechalik. We have a chiyuv bedika, and there's two places. A place that you know for sure is chametz, even place that's. So he wants to maybe say only there, not there. There's a tzad, but pichadosh says nothing. It's not much. Pnei Yeshua says chas v'shalom. Pnei Yeshua says, like you said, what do you mean? If a house, it's normal that there's chametz there, that's matziloi. You never looked and didn't find chametz, so it's matziloi. Go into the house and you'll find it. The only time it's not matziloi is you made a bedika, you searched. And now you couldn't find it, so now it's not matziloi, because obviously I checked, and couldn't find it. Now maybe it's there, but look, I can't, it's not matziloi, because I couldn't find it last time I checked. Like the Ran, there's no clear. Like the Ran, the pure goof is, I did what the Torah said I have to do, which is bedika. If I didn't do bedika, of course I'm a fayyabai matziloi. In Tosfos we have a right to clear the shayla, which is gedolei achronim clear. That maybe, kol zman you don't know where it is, it's not matziloi, even if you didn't check. Or maybe no, kol zman you don't check, it's called matziloi. Yes, what is that? Two sheets in the Gedolei HaPeskim.
What?
Moiteran, because now it's a new world. Now that you have chametz, now how chametz you do it? It's a new world. The Torah said I could be same with this. Now I got it. Now I have. Okay. So basically, what we're left right now is one ha'ara. Why did the Ran bring the raya from the Gemara of Avraham Beis to a shita? The Ran says the chiddush that even if it was chametz and rishus for the last 18 hours, you're not over. And he says it with a hezba. Very nice. It's a Gemara. First, start with the facts. The Gemara of Avraham Beis and Bula like Taisus Chavav Merab. Why does the Ran do that? Rashi on Vavam Beis L'Chayra has a different Gemara, and you're talking, I think, that like Rashi, this whole Raya is not a Raya. And to come out a dakistika noise over here. Rashi, when he explains the Gemara's Kasha, the Gemara says, Omer Rav, Gzer Hashem Yimsa Guski Yafa. The Gemara's problem. Maybe you're going to find the Guski Yafa. It's like, Rashi, what's the problem if you find the Guski Yafa? It's like, Rashi, V'loy botul me'eir, Zak Rashi. V'dayti aleh, chashuv hi be'enav, v'chos aleha l'soifra u'mashe. Afilu rega echad, v'nimtzai v'lo ba'yo ba'yo ba'yo. Rashi throws in a whole curveball over here. Rashi says that the problem is not, maybe you'll find Chametz HaPesach. No. You'll find Chametz HaPesach. That's not a problem. The problem is maybe you'll find chametz, you'll find a gishmak at the chametz, and you'll hesitate milasarfa because Lamai says gishmak. Those are the words of Rashi. Now, Taisa has a big problem with this Rashi. So what's the Gemara's next kasha? The Gemara like is talks from two sides of his mouth. Omer Rava, Zer Shem Yim Seguski Yafa V'Daiti Ale. Rashi teaches the words Daiti Aluya means you'll have das lehedya to be yisha and not to burn it. In fact, the Gemara from Mishkach Lo'Levat. You just told me the problem is that maybe you'll be yisha. That's Tois Kasha Rashi. Again, Tois is teached, Daiti Elohim means that it's not Pirurin. That it's not Mameu Batli. For the Gemara, good, so go be Mbatli Lehedya. Rashi learned Daiti Elohim means that you'll want it and you'll hesitate to burn it. For the Gemara, Bimbatli. What do you mean? We're worried the guy's not going to do that. That's Tois Kasha Rashi. We'll try to explain Shiz Rashi in a second. But let's first keep Rashi's Gemara. Rashi holds the Chshash of the Gemara, not that you're going to find it like this. The chash of the Gemara is you'll find it and you'll want it. So why does Rashi do this? What's he doing? Well, why is he learning like Taisus? Why does he come to Bavon? L'chayra, what Rashi comes to Bavon is L'chayra something that we would name on as a Muslim establishment. The Ran says that the Torah allowed a bedikah, right? That's why. Why are you not over the mafreya? Like the Ran, because the Torah said you can make a bedikah. You can do the same chavit. It's chazakis. You can have money. You did a good job, and you have no reason to believe this chametz in your house. Like the Torah, that's God. So you can't be over by Rabbi Matzah. You did exactly what the Torah says you have to do. So the Gemara, what? Maybe you're going to find chametz. Okay, so you find chametz, like you said. So you find chametz. What's the problem? I did exactly what I was supposed to do. So maybe I'm going to find chametz. You know, I did what I was supposed to do. So I'm an einus. Einus zech manapache. I followed exactly what the Torah tells me to do. The Torah tells me make a bedikah. If you make a bedikah, you're good. That's all you have to do. Anything more than that, you have to clear. So good. In fact, you might maybe going to find chametz now. Oh, yeah, it's so good. I'll find chametz now. What's the problem? I'm an einus. No. I did everything perfect. If it bombs out that I find chametz, okay, I'll deal with it then. I'm not a bad guy. The Gemara says I'm gonna find chametz. So what? So you find chametz? Okay, so I'll take care of it. So Rashi says no. The Gemara's kasha is maybe you'll find chametz and you won't take care of it. That's the chashat. Just finding chametz is not a problem. The Gemara can't just say. Shemayim Tzibuski, you're going to find chametz of Daitela, because what's the problem? Tosfos held, no, Tosfos holds that if the second you find it, you daven to get rid of it, that's the Chachamim say, that when you oisik to get rid of it, you're not Rabbi Rabbi Yimatzeh. The second you find it, you hold by getting rid of it, there's no Zman to get Rabbi Rabbi Yimatzeh. The most kasha was, I'm maybe going to find Chachamim to get Rabbi Rabbi Yimatzeh right now. So I no, the second you find it, you'll be oisik to get rid of it. In fact, the Gemara, Chimishkach to Levatle, the second you find it, you'll try to get rid of it. After Gemara, you can't get rid of it anymore. Now, Rashi held you can't learn like Tosfos. Because, let's play out Tosfos. Tosfos says, the chashash of Gemara is you're going to find chametz. Right? How are you going to find chametz? So what's the problem? You're going to be a Bayou Abimatzi. So Tosfos, no, you're not going to be a Bayou Abimatzi. The second you find it, you're trying to be a Vatlet. And for the Gemara, maybe you're going to find chametz on Pesach. And then you can't be a Vatlet anymore. Okay, so what? So I'm an Einus. What's my problem? At the end of the day, I'm Einus Achman Apatre. I did exactly what I was supposed to do. And now I can't, it's too late, I can't battle anymore. Very nice. If you want to, I can't burn it right now. So good. I did exactly what I was supposed to do. What's my problem? And the Achmanim, when they say over Tosfos, they say over that the problem is maybe you're going to find Chametz on Pesach. And you'll be over B'Shaygig. That's what they say over Tosfos. You'll be over B'Shaygig. If you look in the Sefer Michtam, Zerishin, the Sefer Shlomo, the Zerishinim, they both say it's an Einus, Einus Achman Apatre. Which is the Chayyushitas Rashi. Therefore, Rashi held the chash of the Gemara is we're not worried about anything that's fine. It's because I'm just monopatri. The only thing we worry about is the pshia. If that's the case, you have no right in this Gemara. You're not able to mafreya.
What would be the case of
pshia?
What?
The guy made a bedika. He did exactly what the Torah says you have to do.
What would be the case of pshia?
What do you mean? I don't know if there is a case of shaggy. What do you mean? Do we be a case? Tais, you want a Tais called shaggy? You want I would call shaggy?
Same, but define the case. What's pshia and what's shaggy?
What I didn't do what I was supposed to do. I don't know. Maybe it's a pshia. I don't do the case. That's a pshia, maybe. It's not a shaggy. I don't know. I'm not sure. It doesn't have to be a case of shaggy. The other name. I'm saying, but here, I did everything I'm supposed to do. So if you do what the Torah says, and now, sorry, something happened, that's an Einus. I just want a patre. And the Chachamim say in Tais, it's a Shaygin. And that's what we're not going out the Oinsim, Oinsim on a Patri. It turns out going out the Shaygin. The Shaygin is why is it Oinsim? And I see the Sefer Shlom and Sefer Michtam say clearly that it's an Oinsim. And that's the Haban of Rashi. And that's why Rashi had to create a Pshia that you're going to be Yisha. So let's just take Rashi and go back to Tais in a second. So the Chachamim, like Rashi, we lost Tais's Raya from the Chavalf. Why? Tosfos brought a Raya from the Chavalif. Why is it my only word you're going to find Chametz? What about the Chametz that was in the house for the last 18 hours? So Tosfos no Vice says, what was there? What was not Motzi? Well, you didn't know about it, not over. Like, actually, there's no Raya. I've had the Oivah with my friend. You're Oivah because there was Chametz in your house. You're an Einus. Einus upon a Patriot. And you're Einus what you find now also, if you do everything you can. The Gemara's only problem is that you're going to find Chametz, it's going to be geschmack to you, and you're going to be Yisha. And you're not going to be able to it. You're not going to burn it. But we lost that right. If you're talking to Ran, not you're talking, if you look at the Ran brings Rashi. The Ran has Rashi's Mahalach in the Gemara, over here on that Vav and Beis. And therefore the Ran could not bring a right from Vav and Beis to Yeshita. And therefore the Ran set it on his own. He holds like that. It's possible. He did what he can. He's not over. But L'chol Rashi, the Raya is Batal. Now just in the Hemshcha Gemara, the Achronim say Rashi. If you look closely in Rashi, Rashi says, it's interesting, Metzias, but Rashi says, Chos Alel L'Sorfa. Maybe he'll be Mevatlet Miyad. To burn it, he's going to hesitate to burn it. So that's the way Rashi. I think Gemara, it's fine. You're worried about, I don't want to get involved in the whole back and forth thing. I'm just saying over the Taz. You've got them. What?
There's only an option, there is no option.
No, in the opening line of the Gemara. The first time, the 40 words on Pesach. Gemara is the Kasha, what's the problem? Be Mevatlet. So Rashi, the Kasha is, Rashi, the line before, said that a person is going to be Yisha. So what's the next kasha? Be Mevatlet. So the Chachamim will say, Rashi just said he's going to be Yisha to burn it. Correct the Gemara. Good. Be Mevatlet. If you Mevatlet, then you're not going to be, so you take care of all your problems like that. The Gemara says, no, you find it on Pesach. Then you can't be Mevatlet anymore. That's how they go in Rashi. Now, Tosfos, you're talking, Tosfos never had any of the Ram's Gemaras that the Torah said you can make Bedika. The Ran had rice, this is complicated sugis over there. The Ran brought rice from Gemaras that the rice to the Torah said Mechana Bedika. Tosfos never talks about that. If you're talking, Tosfos never had a Gemara that says Mechana Bedika. There's no such Gemara. You say with a bedikah. Tais understands if you make a bedikah, the chametz not matziloi. The chametz not matziloi. It works. But there's no gemara that says it's good. The Ran had a right from a gemara. The Ran held that the gemara says it's good. So the Ran held you're an oinus. The Ran held the Torah said bedikah is good. So if I follow the Torah and I find chametz, I'm an oinus. Tais never has a gemara. Tais never has a gemara that says bedikah is good. Why shouldn't bedikah be good? Now you want to call me an oinus? Why am I an oinus? I can make bittul. I'm not an oinus. I'm not stuck. Tais held that if the Torah tells me black boy bedikah works, like the Ran held, he has a gemara like that. That the gemara learns from Sukkim bedikah works. So the Torah tells me it works. If I do what Torah says, I'm an oinus. Tais never comes from the Ram's gemara. Tais, why shouldn't bedikah work? Now lemaisi, what happened? Lemaisi, my point chametz. So we said you're an oinus. Oinus, you're not an oinus. You can do betel. Now you want to know, are you amazing? Not amazing, because you thought there's no chametz in your house. I did a bedikah. I checked my house. I'm a good. What do you want for my life? I think there's no chametz in my house. So oinus is not, but I'm not amazed. It's I'm a shaygig. Shaygig is a deraisa. Maybe you guys love to shaygig. The Ran and the Sefer Michtam and this Rashi, they held that there's a Gemara that says that a bedikah does the job. There's Gemara says the Gemara learned that from Sukkim that the Torah allows the bedikah. The Torah allows the bedikah. I did what the Torah said. Then I'm an oinus. I'm an oinus. Can't be guys are to oinus and schmana patre. But maybe you have to use Rashi's mahalach. But this Rashi, the Kregis Miyashiv, appelled the Keshit and the Rashi the Tur. The Rashi the Tur argue on Taisis and Chav Halv, which that we took care of. We said Rashi the Malach is right from the Gemara, and they hold the Vadi Oivel and Mafreh. And they say that's why Habaydik Tzorach Levatl. The Gemara says Habaydik Tzorach Levatl. They want the Gemara's Lavdaska. Shem Yimtzu. The Gemara says Habaydik Tzorach Levatl. You know why? Because maybe it's Chametz in your house, and you're Yerbayi Matzah. That's how they learned the Gemara. That means you're over them afraid, they say. The Gemara says not.
They're not.
There's no
oinus.
You're right. The problem is the Gemara. The Gemara said not. The Gemara says from Shkach to Levatli. The Gemara said that if you find it, what's the problem? You'll find Chametz. If you find it, you'll be in battle. What do you mean you'll be in battle? It doesn't help. You're over them afraid. Again. We strive for this Gemara's kasha when the Gemara says the whole problem is when you find it, you'll be mevatlet. Mashma, my own problem is mikan labo. But if I had a problem with my freya, so that what's the Gemara's kasha? Oh, what's the problem when you find it mevatlet? The Gemara has to come on to the fact that the Torah put it into your rishus. If you find it and you're mevatlet, it doesn't help. If you find it and you're mevatlet, you're taking care of mikan labo. But what happened to the problem? It's 18 hours, it comes in your rishus. And the Torah and the Rush say, Luma Freya had a problem. That's what in Mechai Bedika. They're not like a Gemara. They forget from a Gemara. It's like the Vekrega, a public husband. He says, the Torah and the Rush are not really the Gemara. The Torah and the Rush held, like you said, like Rashi, the Sefer Michtam, the Ashlama, that you have a Torahness. Because the Torah said you can be saying Mechai Bedika. You have a Torahness. Once Chazal came up with a new problem that maybe you're going to find chametz on Pesach and you'll be yisha milasarfei and you can't be mevatlet because you can't be mevatlet on Pesach. So Chazal mechayev bittul. And Chazal said you can't be saying on bedikah. You have to make bittul. So we get a chiddush that once Chazal said you have to make bittul. So now you have to do tikkun chum, right? You have to keep the chum. We don't need chicken and milk. You got to listen to the chum. If you didn't listen to the chum, you want to walk away with the Torahinus, you lost your einus. Zokta Azai. That means in the Gemara, before the Gemara came up with the problem, Avadi have a Torahinus. And there's no problem with the past. The only problem is the future. But once the Gemara says we have a problem with the future, and therefore Chazal said you have to make a bittul. Now, if you didn't make a bittul, you didn't do the chametz, you're not an oinus, you're a pesheya. Okay, so maybe not a pesheya, because you were biting and you thought there's no chametz, but you're a shaygeh, you're not an oinus. Memela, what the Rosh and the Torah mean to say is, Hank, after the Gemara is finished, now we don't need any more of these chesvayinus. Now you know why you have to make a bittul? Because you lost your pteroinus, because once Chazal were mechayev you to make a bittul, so now if you don't keep the chametz Chazal, you're a pesheya. Well, at least you're not an oinus. And if you're not an oinus, then maybe you have a problem by your matzah. On the chametz, that's been different in the past. One more zach. Going back to the base, the maestro, there's a gemara dalrim base that says that even if you make bittul, you need bedika. That's another gemara. We learned the gemara of the days saying that if you make a bedika, you need a bittul. Dalrim base says even if you make a bittul, you need a bedika. On the base of Aleph, Rashi says why did you make bedikas chametz? Rashi shouldn't be everybody rabbi matzei. Taisias and Rashi that how could you say it's a dvoy vayim matzei? We just learned the gemara in the above that says habaydik tzar shivatol. You have to make a bittel. If you have to make a bittel, bittel works there, right? So once you make a bittel, you're not a vayim matzei. So how could Rashi say you have to make a bittel, you're not a vayim matzei? Once you did a bittel, there's no vayim matzei. And after bittel, you need a bittel. So you're making a bittel. So if you're making a bittel, don't tell me you have to make a bittel, you're not a vayim matzei. That's just kasha Rashi. So the Ram says, no, it's not kasha Rashi. Rashi is going before any takanos. They write, you have two choices. The Mishnah picked one choice. I have a choice to do bittul, a choice to do bedika. Both work their eyes. So the Mishnah is saying, Allah Abba Asa, break to the Chachamim, why? If you didn't do bittul, not to have a value of Bali Matzah. That's Rashi. Now, okay, so you're going to tell me, let's say a guy makes bittul. So he's not a value of Bali Matzah, so he doesn't have to make a bedika. That's the modal of the days that says, no, that Chazal were nervous, he's not going to be back to believe Shalom, Zakaran. So Chazal said, even if you make a bittul, now Midrabbanan, you need a bedika. That means the Mishnah is talking about a bedika, the right if you didn't make a bittul. And then the Rabbanan said, even if you make a bittul, we're worried you didn't bottle the Shev Leib Shalom, so you have to make a bedika. Tosfos argues on Rashi. Tosfos says, the reason why you have to make a bedika is because Shem Yavu L'Achloi. That means even if you took care of Bayer Avayim Matzei, no problems by Bayer Avayim Matzei, the problem is Shem Yavu L'Achloi. So just bring out is, yeah, it's a big sugya, you have to learn other parts of the sugya. But the end of the day, when we make a bedika, what are we looking for? I'm just going to just chesmen out like Rashi and Taisus and leave it open what you could do. Like Rashi, we're looking to get out of Bayer Abayim Matzah. I made a bittel. Chazal said, maybe my bittel is not B'leif Shalom. I need to get out of Bayer Abayim Matzah. To be out of Bayer Abayim Matzah, you need a kezayis. So, I only have to look for kezayis. Now, there's a big machayit there that Paiskin, Shag Zayis and his level, if you have Chatzishir on Bayer Abayim Matzah. If there's no Chatzishir in Bayer Abayim Matzah, you only have to look for kezayis. If there is Chatzishir, yesh lodayim. This chumra that maybe the bittel wasn't B'leif Shalom, are we so machmir, even for this of Chatzishir, which is more called the Gisa, only on the Chumra, the Gisa of Chametz, Bayer Abayim Matzah, yesh lach. That's in Rashi's world. In Tosfos' world, when we make a bedika, we're worried Shem Yavu L'Achloi. Achila, we can really start all the way up. The Ikka is Kazayis, that's Karas, fine. But there's the Issa of Achila, Chamzas Mashu, the Issa of Achila, even a drop. So there's a makom to say, any Chametz that makes sense, Shem Yavu L'Achloi, even less than Kazayis, is a problem. And there's even a Chumra to say, on Pirurin, which the Gemara said is Mabela Batli, so there's no Bayer Abayim Matzah, but Shem Yavu L'Achloi, you'll do, just like you put your hand on the ground and take a crumb of the table. I see people doing that every Shabbos. So therefore, it's Yitachin to say, even on crumbs, like Tosfos, you have to be Boitik for crumbs, because I'm not being Boitik for Bayer Abayim Matzah like Rashi. I'm being Boitik for Shem Yavu L'Achloi. I have a Issa to eat crumbs as well. So you have to, in Rashi, because it's not only Kazayis, maybe less than a Kazayis of Chatzishir, like Tosfos, it's Shem Yavu L'Achloi. Now you have to go, what do you have Shem Yavu L'Achloi on? Is it only Kazayis? Is there anything that's chashev that people have a temptation to eat? Or is it even on crumbs mamish? And this is, yes, Chayadim, Chazanish, is all different stuff. And what you have to make your bedik on is going to be maybe totally in this Rashi and this Tosfos. Okay.
Why do you share a few?
What?
Why
do you share a few? Why? I don't know. Is it even on? What? 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 What